This is BPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station, calling America to pray. It's time now for the Christian War Room with your host, Michael Schonborn. Now, here's Michael.
Thank you, Dave, for the introduction. And before we make a start, we need to clear off a few things. Now, we've got an interview today, and it's quite explosive. It's a very explosive interview, and politically highly incorrect, and hence we need to say that not all views expressed on this radio show are necessarily the opinion of the management of BPN Radio. Very, very important to say this. Now, quick explanation, you know, we are in the war room, and the war room is not about hyping up a civil war or anything like that. It's not about a war against flesh and blood. It's not about a war against people, but it's a spiritual war. It's a war against the powers of the air, as Paul, the Apostle Paul, describes them in Ephesians chapter 6. And it is a war to tear down strongholds that set themselves up against the knowledge of God. That's very important. You need to understand this, especially with the next interview in mind. It is an interview taken by RT News, and it's by a Danish journalist called Iben Tranholm, and she's looking at a very interesting aspect of what is going on with the Islamization. Of Europe, you know, the Islamic onslaught that is taking place in Europe, and she's sort of trying to analyze what is going on. Okay, let's go a little bit back and see what's been happening in Europe. We've had a big problem in Germany, where New Year's Eve from 2015 to 2016, about 600 women were sexually assaulted by predominantly Muslim immigrants, And the whole thing was sort of swept under the carpet because it's politically incorrect. You can't say this, you know, it's highly explosive. So nothing happened. You know, the police reported everything went fine. This happened in Cologne. It happened in Hamburg. Apparently it happened in Berlin as well, and other big cities where there was a mass congregation of people. The main news was made in Cologne, and there were about 600 reports which came in. So everything was swept under the carpet. And then sort of days later, the news was coming through and some news outlets were actually picking up on it. And then the police was held to account, and suddenly the full extent of what was going on came out. A couple of questions which we have to ask ourselves. What is going on? You know, why can't we deal with the truth anymore? You know, why is it that if crimes are committed, it cannot be reported anymore, and it's politically incorrect, and it needs to be sort of brushed under the carpet to maintain the peace. So the peace and this is sort of the modern concept, the modern humanistic concept, that the peace which has to be maintained, you know, to keep a pretense of everything is okay, and it's all based on a bunch of lies. We need to tell a lot of lies to try and keep the peace. And that is sort of pretty much what has been going on in this event in Germany. Now, the journalist is picking up on this, and she is also asking some very interesting question. Why is it that German men, or the men around there, weren't intervening? What's happened? You know, why is it that that this wasn't happening? There was something similar in Russia going on, and I read in the news again on Russian news that there was a nightclub, you know, a disco or something, and something similar was taking place at a lot of refugees who came in there, who felt they had the right to sexually assault women who weren't dressed according to their traditional view. You know, like dressed up from head to toe in a bit of a sack. So they were assaulting these women, group of them, and what happened is a bunch of Russian men, they came, got hold of these guys and chucked them out. So they weren't the nightclub owners or, you know, the bouncers or anything like that. They were just ordinary people who said, this cannot be happening. This is not true. We need to intervene. These women need our help. We are going to help them. No, nobody helped them in Cologne, or there's nothing reported that there was any intervention by German men to look after the German women who were getting assaulted by these people who, you know, immigrants, migrants, whatever you want to call them, who came there to just, you know, have a good time and felt that that is their right to do it. And they are allowed to do it, and nobody was doing anything, so they probably assumed it's okay, it's fine. There are sort of other stories as well emanating from Germany where assaults are taking place, and the official advice is for women to cover up, which is a little bit like Sharia through the back door being introduced into some of these regions. Now, people get very upset about this, and justifiably so. So why should, you know, people fearing and running for their lives, allegedly, which you can understand and we need to help them, there's no question about this. But how can it be that that suddenly their cultural values has got to be imposed on the host nation to try and keep them happy? And something has gone dramatically wrong. Okay, now she's looking at it from a different angle as well. There's a big question. What has happened to the masculinity of the European man? And there may be something similar happening in America as well. So what's happened to the masculinity? And there's this aspect that feminism has gone a little bit extreme and has sort of tried to emasculate and successfully emasculate men. Man is surplus to requirements. Man is a problem, according to them, to everything that's happened in history. Man needs to be eradicated to some extent. So that's the extreme feminism, which sort of seems to come to the surface every now and then. And the same thing is being picked up by cultural Marxism, that the role of the man, of the patriarch, of the father, has been minimized, ridiculed, and you know, gotten rid of in favor of feminizing anything that, you know, walks on two legs, including the male species. And that is sort of a problem that's been happening. And I've sort of noticed this all over the years in the media, in the advertising. There was always this theme of, you know, clever woman, stupid man. Yeah? And always there. And partly you can understand if it was for household products and they were advertising for products which were typically for the household, the woman would make the decision, and she would feel, you know, subconsciously validated by making the statement that the man is stupid and the woman is wise and makes the right decision, and therefore she buys this product. And that might have been the thought behind the advertising campaigns which were running for many, many, many years, and where the same subject was coming up all the time. And then on the other end, you had the other extreme as well, obviously. The women were sexualized, and men were tried to be enticed through buying a car or something by, you know, having a scantily dressed woman sitting in the car or whatever they are supposed to be buying. So a lot of the stuff which has been happening in the media was sort of very traditional society, traditional values. And I think when we are looking into 2018, we are now harvesting the fruit of this campaign that's been running for well enough 40 years, if not longer. Okay, so what can we do? One of the things I think, and we are talking about the war room. Now, secular humanism has destroyed fatherhood. Secular humanism has destroyed womanhood. They try to encourage women to become like men, and they try to encourage men to become like women. And in the last sort of 10 years, we see this to an extreme where women opt for sex change, and they reject husbands. They don't want a husband anymore. They don't want a man anymore, because what's the difference anyway? It's a man is just like a very poor woman. And they themselves have turned more into men over the years. And that's sort of one of the things which you can see in society which has happened. And the important thing is, you know, from our point of view, we need to go back to biblical standards. We need to encourage women to be women, and we need to encourage men to be men, to find their identity into what God has called them to be. Now, if you are born a man, God has called you to be a man. If you are born a woman, God has called you to be a woman, and not something else. And the problem is that man has come in, or some spiritual evil forces come in, to try and confuse the whole issue. so that women try to be men and men try to be women. And it doesn't work very well. It doesn't work very well at all. Yeah. Just a point. Okay, let's listen to the talk to this interview on RT. You've got a little bit about the background information. The talk was given about, I think it was January 2016. So it's quite a long time ago, almost 2 years ago now, but still relevant for today. And what is important is you need to understand what has been going on in society and where we are at the moment. That we have had, that we are probably all to some extent, even within the church, victimized through radical feminism, through cultural Marxism, through a movement, a secular movement, secular humanism, that has been aiming to destroy Christian values as much as it can. And I have to say they've been very successful. And when I look across my lifespan, and I can see that when I was born and when I was sort of learning about stuff in the 70s, being a child, and I look to where we are now in 2018, there's a massive difference. There's a massive difference. The roles of people within a family context have changed completely. When I was a kid, it was very rare to find parents who were divorced. It was very rare to find kids who only had a father or mother, and if they were single parent kids, very often it was due to the father or the mother having died rather than, you know, having walked out or something. It was very, very rare to see this. When I look at 2018, it's almost the inverse. It's very rare to see functional families. And I think partly this is due that there's been a confusion of roles within the family context. So people are not assuming the role they are meant to do. And there's been the promise of everything is going to be better and everybody is going to be happier. But the reality is that the women who get caught up in this scenario, that they are endeavoring to be like a man, that they are sort of trying to, you know, to run the household, to run the family, to run the kids, and to run a job as well. And the men who don't know what they are there for anymore, because everything is done by the woman anyway, and they feel sometimes, maybe, possibly, surplus to requirements, it makes life very, very difficult. And I don't think that happiness has increased through secular humanism. On the contrary, what I did some study a few months ago, and I was looking at the usage of antidepressants in England, and over the last, and there may be more than you know, just one reason for it, but over the last 20 years, the usage has doubled, yeah, and it's gone up quite astronomically, and the rate of the use of antidepressants is rising all the time, and this shows us that people just simply can't cope with life anymore. They're really, really struggling. There's similar stuff happening with suicide rates, which are fairly high and increasing, and rates of mental illness, yeah, sky high, on an all-time high, and that is really worrying. As a church, we have got the answer, and the answer is in Jesus Christ. The answer is in going back to biblical values, and also, you know, as church leaders, we need to teach our church to embrace biblical values, which includes a concept, a biblical concept of the family, to as far as it is possible. I mean, there isn't a one-for-all answer, but there is a direction we need to move into. And this direction is away from secular humanism, away from cultural Marxism, and away from postmodernism, back to traditional values as they are taught in the Bible. And they are not necessarily the values which were, let's go to the 1940s or 1950s, which were represented in this era. They're not necessarily the values which are in the Bible, but they are a lot closer to the Bible, you know, the way people were living in those days, than what is happening today. Okay, let's tune into to the interview.
Men in minis. This was the reaction by some Dutch protesters to recent mass sexual attacks in Germany, taking a stand in skirts. solve the problem. Joining me in the now is Iban Trainholm, a journalist who was an editor and radio host at the Danish Broadcasting Company. She's with us from Copenhagen. Iban, I get the message about women. They are not the problem. What message will this send to the men who attacked?
Well, when we see this video, it's exactly the core problem. Men in Europe, or many men, are acting like women. And those men from those foreign countries, asylum seekers, they don't respect women. So when men act like women, I mean, we do have a problem because we have no masculine power in our society to fight back this male aggressive culture.
But and this is a deep problem. I mean, this clip that we've shown, to be clear, was in Holland. It was a small, relatively small protest. This doesn't necessarily represent all of European men.
Well, I think if you look at our politicians, they're very soft. They're like mothers. I mean, they are embracing, they're inclusive, and they talk about how we should embrace refugees. Of course, we should help people that are in need. But, I mean, they can't deal with the rapings, they can't deal with terrorism. So, I mean, European politicians look very weak, and that's because our culture has become feminized. This militant feminism that has been going on for decades, now we see the consequences that many men here are brought up to be women and think like women and be soft-minded.
But and that, is what Europe is about. That is part of European qualities that the European Union promotes. It talks about promoting at least all the time. And these refugees are coming to Europe. Shouldn't they adapt to that?
Well, I think that was not what Europe used to be. I mean, normally we have had like male hero virtues. And, you know, a culture needs to be balanced. It's fine that we have women's rights, and I really defend them. But I think a culture to be balanced and to work out well, you need to have both the masculine part and the feminine part. And now the masculine part is lost, and we see the consequences. We see how the postmodern values are just a construction, and it's a very fragile fundament. And now we see that we don't have any male that can stand up, who can fight back those male aggressions that we are facing. So the vacuum that feminism has created means that women are becoming victims of those male aggressions.
One could argue, though, that fighting or standing up or being strong isn't exactly going to solve problems. A lot would argue that strong male, like you say, leaders might be more inclined to start wars, to fight, to build conflict.
Yeah, I get your point, but the problem is that we see those physical attacks, violence that is coming into our society. So, I mean, like back in time in history, you have to fight back. I mean, it's just reality. Maybe this secular humanism is just an illusion because it doesn't work. I mean, we see that women are threatened in many centers for people that come as refugees. We have violence against Christians, rapings. I mean, and our politicians don't know how to deal with it. You see that the terrorist has the upper hand. Our leaders cannot protect our culture because they don't know how to be masculine. They don't know how to fight back because they don't dare to. And I think it's a huge problem. So we need a sort of male revolution. And it's just as important as the struggle for women's rights
what
back
does
in
that,
the 60s.
What does that exactly mean, a male revolution? We need a fight, you think, for male rights in Europe?
It's very simple. It means that men needs to take responsibility to go back to the old male virtues, to defend the women, the children, and the culture. Because now, I mean, this postmodern project is dead. It doesn't work. And if we continue to be like soft and we have this idea that there is no evil, everybody is nice, if they just get a car and a job and they get well integrated, everything is fine, it's not going to work. So if we don't stand up for our values...
Isn't that going back with all we've fought as a woman, as women, isn't that going back to say that only men can protect and run Europe? I mean, a lot of people would argue that Angela Merkel is a much stronger leader in a sense than François Hollande.
Well, look at reality, the reality that she has no control. I mean, that aggressive males are raping German women in the streets. And where were the men? There were no German men to protect them that night. I mean, I really wonder, where were the men to protect those women? So, it's good to have strong women and female values. But if it's unbalanced and you have no masculine force in the society, it's going to break down.
Right, but the mass rape shouldn't be happening in the first place.
I'm sorry, I
the mass mean. Rape, the mass rape, the violence shouldn't be happening in the first place. These are guests, essentially, who Europe has welcomed.
I'm not so sure, because those people from those countries, they have a different culture, they have a different religion, and they only respect strong men. They don't respect women, and we need to look at reality. This is the reality. They don't respect women. They look at women as weak. And when the politicians are trying to be inclusive and all embracing, for them it's just weakness, and we have to deal with that. It's weakness. So if we want to go on like this, I mean, it could be, you know, a catastrophe for our culture, because, I mean, maybe we cannot win this fight, and we're going to be taken over by somebody else and another culture.
You've written recently, I want to point this out, to these individuals, I assume you mean refugees and migrants in Europe, strong European women are easy and easy victims. They have respect only for strong men, and strong men aren't exactly thick on the ground in Europe. You've made this point, but isn't this a little bit of victim blaming here?
No, I think it's just looking at reality. I mean, we see that we need somebody to protect those women, because obviously they cannot protect themselves. I mean, they were victimized, because they
Should
were
they
victims of this
Should they have to protect themselves
crime.
Against mass rape on the streets of their country, of their home?
You know, I would love to see women be able to protect themselves, but the reality, at least this for this crime or this event, it did not happen. And now I know from people living in Germany that many women are scared to go out in the street at night, and we don't want a society like that. So men need to muster up and go back to the old virtues to protect people. And I don't think that women are, you know, being weaker because men are protecting them. I think it's just the balance we need in our society. And it's a huge problem on many levels, that men has been brought up by women that wants them to become women. And many men today in the European society, they're very insecure about their own masculinity. And it means that society is going to be unbalanced, because there is a certain order in this world. And it's based on the kind of complementarity between masculine and feminine. And if one part is lost, I mean, there will be consequences. Like before, when the women were suppressed, that was not a good thing either. So you need to keep the balance. And so we have to go back to you know, trying to build up again a manly culture.
All right, balance I can agree on. Iban Trenholm, a journalist who is an editor and radio host at the Danish Broadcasting Company in Copenhagen. Thanks so much for being in the now.
Yeah, that was a talk by Iben Trenholm. The talk's called European Men Act Like Women. And may I say that a lot of European women try to act like men as well. So it's vice versa. Very interesting, very thought-provoking talk, I thought. And again, we are looking at the Christian war room. And one of the things we need to tackle in the war room is what is going on in society. We need to understand what has been going on in society, what has been changing over the years, and what are the results. And one thing I can say for certain is that society hasn't improved for the better. Society hasn't improved for the better. It is deteriorated. And we can look at many factors. We can look at the general happiness factor. We can look at the use of tranquilizers and the use of antidepressants. We can look at the use of the increase of mental illnesses and things like that, and and look globally at societies to see what is going on. Now, this is all stuff which we should kind of pick up and discuss it, and maybe go to our war room and see what is really happening in society, and maybe look at case studies as well, without obviously becoming too personal or giving people a hard time about it. The problem is that we are all victims of the the doctrines, the ideas, the zeitgeist of the stuff that's pumped into our minds through society. We are all victims of that. And if you travel around, you can see this very clearly, that when you go to Africa, people have got a very different mindset to people in Europe. If you go to America, to the United States, people have got a different mindset, again, to people in Africa or Europe, and the same to Latin America, different mindset as well. I found when you go to Russia or the Ukraine and you talk to people from places over there, the mindset is very, 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 very different to the mindset in the West. And not necessarily worse or better or whatever, but very different. And that is a problem, that we are all influenced by the world around us. The key is we need to go back to the Word of God. We need to see what the Bible is saying. How does the Bible define society? How does the Bible define a relationship between a man and a woman? What does the Bible say about being a man and manning up? And what does the Bible say about being a woman? And how can we implement this in our current societies, wherever we are living? And, you know, what is fair, what is good, and what is not fair? And we need to sort of try and find a way to translate what the Bible is saying into our day and age, and then also to move this on, first and foremost of all, into the church, and to change the set of values we have got in the church to the values which are given to us in the Bible. And then on a wider scale, we need to have an impact on wider society as well, and let them know. And again, the answers, I don't know what the answers are, and I don't know how to do this, and that may be something where we need think tanks within the body of Christ, where we need discernment, you know, spiritual gifting, discernment of what is going on, and also what needs to be happening. Where we need teachers, you know, again, it's a gifting and it's a calling. Where we need teachers who teach us the Word of God and what the Word of God says, and where we then pull it all together, and we have a clear message for the society around us, and especially for the church, and we can be an example, a positive example of how life can be and how good life should be, the way God has designed it. Very, very important for us. Okay, you can pick up these talks. This should be talk number 41, I think. You can pick this talk up at thechristianwarroom.com. So that might be something for you to go as well. The last couple of talks were with Eben Tranholm. I'm trying to get one more talk from her to see whether we can fit it in here. And also, you know, pass it on. Let people know that there's a Christian War Room and there are all these talks, and it might be something for you to get your teeth into. Again, the Christian War Room, the concept is not, it is militant in a way, there's no question about it, but it is about attacking what is going on, attacking the lies and the deception that is going on in the world around us, and to present the truth. The truth as we find it in the Bible, the truth as we find it in the Word of God, to a generation that is lost and a generation that is on its way down to hell. Lord, we just want to pray for this time, and we want to pray for discernment. We want to pray for an understanding of your word. Help us to understand, to find and to preach true masculinity, and also to find and to preach true femininity, and to lead people in our churches, to lead our brothers and sisters into a way of life that is from you. We pray for this in Jesus' name. Amen.
For the past half hour, you've been listening to the Christian War Room with host Michael Sean Bourne. For more information on how you can participate or find out more about the Christian War Room, simply go to ChristianWarRoom.com. That's ChristianWarRoom.com.